Now, friends, as we come here to the 23rd chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, we're still in a very interesting area. We are here seeing regulations for domestic and personal relations. And actually, you could write over this chapter, the world, the flesh, and the devil, for I believe that these are the three that we contend with daily, in fact, hourly, every moment as Christians today. Now, here is something that as we begin this chapter, we're living in a day when there's very plain language being used. In fact, I think vulgar language. But in the Bible, it's very strong language and it's generally avoided. I do not intend to avoid it always. There are passages that I don't read, but here, there are great spiritual lessons that you cannot miss. Listen to this now. I begin chapter 23, verse 1. He that is wounded in the stones, or hath his privy member cut off, shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord. Now that's an unusual law, is it not? What is God trying to say? That God is condemning asceticism. Now, we have a real application for that in our day. During the Middle Ages, of course, men saw the corruption that was in Europe and in Asia, North Africa, and they turned from the things of the world and they became ascetic. They retired to monasteries to get away from the world. And very candidly, probably you couldn't blame them at that time for that. But that is an extreme that God warns against. And it's led in Protestant circles to that same type of legalism today. There are those that feel that if they are living a certain type of what they call a separated life, that they deny themselves so many things. And I've never found those folk being joyful people. Fact of the matter, I found some of them rather dangerous folk. They are very pious. They act very pious. They're always shocked if there's something that's to be quite worldly that's mentioned before them, or if a Christian does something that they think should not be done, they are easily shocked. But these people are very dangerous. I found out that they're the meanest gossips that you've ever met. And they may be very extreme in their separation, but they are pretty dangerous as far as gossip is concerned. And I'm not sure that their business relations are always honorable. I've had a very bitter experience in my own life with a little group like that. And I found them totally, absolutely, totally dishonest. And they are the most separated folk you've ever met in your life. God here warns against asceticism. That's what he's doing in this. This individual shall not come into the congregation of the Lord. Don't think that God accepts that type of thing.